This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We got some sounds for you. Are the best coaches coaching on Friday nights? Joey McGuire, Texas Tech Red Raider, former Cedar Hill head coach, had some thoughts on that and another bold prediction I'm feeling really good about after this audio. We are hanging out live at Shell Shack, North Henderson Avenue in Dallas. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout, and, of course, all the Tolos that are out here partying. We love you. We got John, big-time Tolo, his lovely wife as well. They're out here. They're hanging out with us. And Rodeo Ron just jersey swapped with Eric. Eric is smelling like cigarettes and Jim Beam right now. It's glorious. We got Sergio just absolutely dealing it up in the bar. It's beautiful. We got happy hour here until 6. And there is rumors, okay, that I'm hearing, or there are rumors, we might possibly have more Crown Royal Cowboys jerseys. We might not be out. We might have some more on the way. So for those of you that didn't get some, I can't promise. I'm not guaranteeing. There's just a little possibility that we could have some more for you. So stay tuned for that and get on out here if you want one of those, because I can't tell you.
Printing them up as we're going here?
Very, very long. Possibly, man. It's a hot commodity. We got a hodgepodge coming up next year. Ed Sandler's going to hop on with us at 4:40. An hour from now, we got Ari Temkin live from Big 12 Media Days at the Star in Frisco. But, fellas, here's Joey McGuire, Texas Tech Red Raider, and former Cedar Hill Longhorn, where he won multiple state titles. And he was visiting as we have the media days going on. And he had this to say with Josh Pate of CBS. Interesting comments here from Joey McGuire. Agree or disagree?
Does it not fascinate you sometimes how some of the best that you'll ever interact with are not coaching the college game? They're not coaching the professional game. They're coaching the high school game, and you're learning as many lessons from them as you are guys at the next level or the level after that.
Robert Woods went undefeated in 1990, winning a state championship, and he called every offensive play and every defensive play. And that's Wilmer Hutchins versus Austin Westlake, who is a powerhouse, and they go in there and beat him in the state game. And then you turn around, and I always laugh. Phil Bennett is a good friend of mine, you know, who's been a head coach and a defensive coordinator. And I asked him one time whenever he was kind of in between jobs, I said, what are you doing? He said, well, the NFL has hired me to talk about how we defend the zone read. And I'm like, yeah, man, if you don't know how to defend the zone read at the high school level, you're getting run out of the stadium. And that's just kind of, you know, football 101. And so it is, it's kind of one of those deals where you talk about different levels, but some of the best I've ever been around. I always talk about a kid that plays for me, but Lee Wigginton, he's the head coach at Allen, which is the biggest high school in the nation. And if you aren't ready to coach against Lee Wigginton on a Friday night, he's going to expose everything that you don't do right.
Fascinating from Joey. Now, obviously, legendary high school coach in his own right. I think if you were to go and look at some of the coaches that have climbed the ladder, they probably did start in high school. I think that when I heard this, there's a lot of trickle-up effect from the high school game that has now made its way even to the NFL side. Like, when you're talking about the spread and the air raid, like, obviously Mike Leach at Texas Tech helped to elevate that. But a large part of that also was being run at Texas High School Football. When you look at South Lake Carroll and Todd Dodge and some of these other offenses across the country, I mean, Ennis and Coach Harrell over there. I mean, a lot of these ideas formed and started in high school, and then maybe some of those coaches got opportunities at the college ranks, and then the NFL, eventually it makes its way up. So I kind of love what Joey's saying here. I don't know that I would say, like, all of the best coaches, obviously, are coaching on Friday night, but I do think we have a lot of tremendous ideas right in our own backyard here from some of our coaches, like Reginald Samples, obviously at Duncanville. I know Joseph Hoyt of the Morning News put out that he's talked to many people that think, you know, Reginald Samples could be an excellent college coach if he was given that opportunity. I don't know that he wants to do that because he loves coaching high school football so much, but it was phenomenal, I thought, to hear Joey, who obviously has a tremendous relationship with lots of other coaches in high school, which is a big reason why he's had so much success recruiting in Lubbock and Texas Tech as well.
Yeah, this is an interesting take. I do agree that a lot of the creativity stuff that you see starts in the high school ranks. And then, as you said, has that sort of trickle up effect. Mm-hmm. So
that's
just
impossible. I don't know.
Yeah, I think just like an anti-gravity situation.
Yeah, Art Briles from the 817, exactly. High school coach goes to Baylor, and the way that they played offense totally transformed the sport.
Yeah, it's unique. You do have those guys that can cut through. I wouldn't say by and large, you know, but that's obviously you have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that you start in a lower rank, and if you're one of the one percenters from a coaching standpoint, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in college. And then if you're in the 1% of that, next thing you know, you're in the NFL. So I get that, but, like, by and large, of course, no. You have plenty. I mean, at least, like, from my experience, I didn't have a bunch of, like, innovative coaches or anything like that.
Yeah.
So you have that. And some of these guys, I guess, are just they enjoy the – they enjoy the lifestyle and just what it means to be a high school coach, investing in a sort of a younger generation as opposed to going up. But I mean, most of the high school coaches aren't. I mean, it's just that's where the best start and go up. But by and large, you just have a bunch of run of the mill coaches that are not even thinking about advancing into the college or the high school realm, or I mean, excuse me, the NFL realm.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I get what he's saying, but even the coach at Allen, like, yeah, he's going to smoke you because he's got more talent than you. That's why he's going. I mean, that's a huge factor in why he's going to crush you and your team on a Friday night.
Absolutely.
It's because his players are much better across the board than whatever the opponent is 9.9 times out of 10.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, to me, that, and I look at what Andy Reid and those guys have done in Kansas City, and the fact that Andy has coaches on his staff that look at various high school offenses and kind of figure out, like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, what's somebody doing here that we haven't thought about? You know, and there's a lot of these, high school coaches that have been at it for so long, and their systems never change, and they find a way. I mean, how many times have we been working and we watched the state championship games, whether it's six-man football or, you know, the, it just seems like this is a system that they play. This is how they, you know, it's like, it's almost like, oh, they're wing T. Look at the faking. Mm-hmm. Look at the ball handling. They're not going to throw the ball here. They're just going to run it. You know, it's just sometimes you get these coaches that are so married to a system.
Yeah.
But it works because nobody, it's kind of like where we've seen over the years, the military programs, the armies, the navies, Air Force, those teams have become better. They don't have the better athletes, but what they have is they have a really cool, good scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these high school coaches get that, and it's really hard. I mean, the high school, these coaches now, especially if you're a high school coach in Georgia, high school coach in Alabama, Texas, Florida, money's pretty good.
Sure.
There's no reason to, and you don't have to teach. And I hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
No, you're right.
But there's a lot of these coaches now. I'm sure there's coaches driving around right now that are assistant coaches. They're like, hey, Broadus, I got to teach.
Yeah,
I get it. But if you're the head coach of a major program, you're probably making about $250, and you're probably have a program where. But a lot of these NFL coaches are the smart coaches are always taking ideas from others. You know, always take it, but. Man, you got some of these high school coaches that are so locked into their program as mm-hmm. far as our scheme.
Yeah.
This is who we are. Almost like watching the Pittsburgh Steelers for all these years with Mike Tomlin. The same, you know, I know they've changed some, but it always seems like they kind of have a scheme that fits the personnel that they have.
Like the 817 went to Aledo, same system every year. I know Southlake had a ton of success with that.
Yeah, it's just we have way better players than you, and our guys have been in the same system since they were in like fifth grade.
Yeah, I mean they're growing up into it.
So they just that's their cheat code. It's not that our coach every year is reinventing things. It's just we have a system in place. These guys know it like the back of their hand because they've been doing it since they were 12 years old, and we're also just way better than you. From a talent standpoint. So I think that's really what it is. And I love this from the 214. I think he completely nailed it. From Joey McGuire here, this is just a recruiting ploy. Nothing more.
I think a lot of it is. But I think he does make some good points where you have some tremendous coaches in high school football that absolutely probably could move up the ranks if they wanted to. But to Brian's point, they probably love what they're doing. And they're comfortable and they're making a good living and they're having tremendous success. So it's like, why? Well, why change it up? I mean, obviously, yeah, the ceiling to the 972's point would be the pros. I guess not everybody has that aspiration. Some are like, I want to be a state champion and kick ass and be the greatest high school coach ever. Like, well, you know, of course, our buddy Tim in Carthage, Scott Surratt in Carthage.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of these coaches now in college football that if they're with a really, really good program, they probably want to stick it out. But there's a lot of these coaches, this NIL, all this money and stuff like that. It has turned into a big, big headache. And you don't have that in the NFL. You don't have to. Yeah, paying your players is somebody else's problem. It's not me trying to convince CeeDee Lamb to stay.
Right.
You know? I mean, he's got a contract where these college coaches, not only are you having to recruit kids, you're having to recruit your kids you already recruited.
Mm-hmm.
To keep from losing them. And then you also have to be kind of in a way of going and maybe taking one or two from somebody else's program.
Right.
You know, so this college coaching stuff is turned into a kind of a daunting task.
All right, let's go to SiriusXM NFL Radio. Marvin Mims Jr., speaking of a local product, Frisco Lone Star, that's had a lot of success and has pumped out quite a lot of NFL talent. He joined SiriusXM. And the Broncos, one of my bold predictions going into the year, they will win the AFC West. They just had the, what, number two overall secondary or third secondary?
Third.
Pretty darn impressive. The defensive line was ranked really high. Offensively, the skill players are good. Here was Marvin Mims about the tides changing there in Denver.
You know, the funny thing is I don't think Sean's really spoke on it much. I think most of it's just, like, offensively. But as with the guys that are here last year and the guys that are coming, I mean, you can kind of, like, feel throughout the locker room that everyone's hungry, especially the guys that are here and played in Buffalo last year and got a taste of the playoffs. You know what it's like, know what it takes to get there. And then we bring in Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw, Evan Ingram. We bring in some more guys and Sam Franklin, Trent Sherfield, guys that are going to be beasts on special teams, beasts on defense, guys that will contribute offensively. You can just kind of feel that this – you can really feel that, like, the times are, like, changing for us, you know. And we're kind of, like, people always like to say, like, a win-now mode. And, you know, with the way things went last year, I mean, we were projected to be last in the league last year and end up making their wild card. So the guys that are here last year, they believe – and the guys that are coming in, they want to make an impact too. So I think everyone's hungry. You know, the coaching staff knows what we have. Coach Payton, I mean, you've worked with him. You know how he likes his guys. You know how he likes to construct his team. And I feel like we're really poised and we're really level-headed this year and that we're going to, you know, make something happen as long as we just keep it going on each other, you know what I mean, and just, you know, striving to get there.
I mean, if you look at all these – lists that are coming out now, Broncos are in the top 10 in basically every category. That roster is loaded and ready to rock. I was a Bo Nix doubter, but I think that Sean Payton, he runs with Sean Payton's calling, and clearly he's got a great plan and a great vision. So I'm buying a lot of Broncos stock this year. I like what Marvin Mims is saying. And then finally, as we wrap this up, we did get jersey news. I don't know if Carter has this available and ready to pop up on the Twitch or on the fan cam, but the Commanders, they're going back to some of their old Super Bowl era as their alternate uniform and helmets. I went ahead and DM'd all you guys this on the Twitters as well. They look fantastic. I mean, it's like the old Washington R-word jerseys, except on the helmet, it just has the W instead of the R logo. So
yeah, those are classic. They look good.
They're going to bust them out week 17 against the Cowboys on Christmas Day. Also week 9 against the Seahawks, which is Sunday Night Football. Then week 13 against the Broncos, also Sunday Night Football. Then we have the Saints. The Saints have unveiled new helmets as well. These ones are pretty sweet. They're the Icy Whites. They're their new alternative helmet, which is being added to the arsenal. They're white, and then it's got the Saints logo, which is in, what is it, like light brown kind of looking color there. But I think they look pretty clean. I mean, the white helmets, man, these things are looking gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a sharp look. I appreciate it. I like what the Commanders and the Saints are doing in this regard.
No doubt. All right, let's move on here as we are live at Shell Shack in North Henderson. Off North Henderson here in Dallas. Come on out. They got the catfish special rolling today. Delicious shrimp. They got live crawfish you can buy by the pound. The snow crab. Happy hours rolling until 6 p.m. The bar's popping. We got the birthday boy over here, Richie, who's hanging out and partying with us. Let's do a little sports hodgepodge next, shall we?
Yes, among other things, the one area of great concern for all the top 25 teams in college football this year. That's next year in the next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.